escrow and title insurance. Is being in escrow painful? And what does title insurance really do? This time on Mortgages Made Simple.
Mortgages Made Simple with Rick Gunzik, helping you get the best home loan possible. Sponsored by Pacific Residential Financing at pacificresidential.com. And now, here's your host, mortgage expert, Rick Gunzik.
Welcome to Mortgages Made Simple, where we help you understand the complicated world of mortgages and help you get the best home loan possible. And joining me, as always, is my co-host and podcast producer, Douglas E. Welch from WelchWrite.com. How you doing today, Doug?
Pretty good, Rick. We're getting ready for the upcoming holidays here in the U.S. and just cleaning out the house, setting up the tree, getting the decorations up there. And yes, we like to do it early here.
It doesn't hurt because time sure does fly, especially when we're podcasting our lives away. So we're gonna jump right into it, Doug. And today we're talking about escrow and title insurance. And we'll jump into escrow first because it's a little more complicated. Title insurance is pretty cut and dried. But basically, in California, they have escrow companies. In the other states, some of them have attorneys, which essentially do the same thing as the escrows. But what the escrow company does is they kind of orchestrate the whole loan transaction. After you sign your purchase contract and you're buying a new home, or even when you're doing a refinance, they'll open up escrow. And a lot of people will say, I'm in escrow. What does it mean? Because it sounds like you're in some painful position or some jail cell. You're in escrow or something.
You beat me to that phrase. Jeez, Rick, what's escrow?
I'm in escrow. But basically what it is, it's just a third party. It's a disinterested third party, let's say, that is going to watch the transaction. Escrow companies need to be licensed. And they're regulated pretty decently by the Department of Real Estate in California and also the Department of Corporations. And basically, escrow is, a third party, and they watch where all the money goes. So what happens is once you sign a purchase contract or if you're doing a refinance, they will open up escrow, which all that really means is they call up the escrow company and say, hi, we're going to be doing a purchase loan, and here's what we need to do. Now, what escrow does is they basically just follow the instructions that they're given. And what they do on a purchase is they follow the instructions basically that are laid out on the purchase contract. And typically you've got your buyer and your seller, and your buyer is going to be your borrower as well. And what happens is the escrow company draws up the escrow instructions specific to the purchase contract. It's really quite simple. They have most of its boilerplate instructions now. They've already got most of the legalese in there. But on the first page of the escrow instructions is really where you see the meat of the whole transaction. And what you'll see there is you'll see the purchase price. Let's say you're buying the house for $400,000 and you're putting down 20%. It'll have that lined out in the escrow instructions. And also it'll delineate who's getting paid what. So basically that's how the escrow instructions are laid out. And they basically follow the instructions of the principals in the transaction, which are the buyer and the seller, and also the lender to an extent, because what happens when you're getting ready to close your loan, they'll get the loan documents, which has lender's instructions on it, and that tells escrow what to do with the loan. So basically, escrow is going to follow everybody's instructions, and then what they do, which gets a little more detailed and what they really get their money for and is what they're important for, is kind of figuring out where the money goes. So what happens on a typical purchase transaction is they'll ask the seller of the home for information on where they have their loans with and that kind of information. And then what they do is they order payoff demands from the seller's lender. So they'll see how much money is owed on the house, and they'll figure out how much needs to be paid to the lender when the transaction closes. So then what they do is they dole out the money to those certain places. And what they do, you'll hear this term when you're doing a loan, either a refinance or a purchase, because it's necessary in both. You'll hear someone say, well, let's get an estimated HUD-1 or an estimated closing statement. And what the estimated closing statement is, or estimated HUD-1, it'll go by either name. The HUD-1 is just the name of the form given to it by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And basically what that does is it has two sides to it. It has a buyer side and a seller side. And it'll start off on the seller side, and it'll have all the fees that are being charged to the seller in a transaction. It'll also have the amount they owe to their old lender, and it'll show how much money the seller is going to end up with after they close this transaction, after they sell the home. Now, what's more important to you as a buyer is on the buyer side, it'll have all the fees of the transaction as well. It'll have your new loan amounts on there, and it'll come down to the bottom line, which will show how much money you need to bring into the escrow company to close your loan. And then when you do that, escrow apportions the money appropriately to go to where it goes, to where it needs to go. You'll also see on an estimated closing statement the realtors, the selling agent and the listing agent. And on the seller, on the listing agent and selling agent, you'll see how much their commission is going to be, and that money's all paid to them from the escrow company. So
I was just going to ask you that. Who pays off the commissions to the various realtors and stuff like that? So thanks.
Oh, no problem. And typically on the seller is the one paying for that too, because a lot of buyers don't want to get involved in buying a house because they think they'll have to pay a realtor or something. And not yet. They don't, buyers, there are some places that call themselves buyer's agents, and they'll charge a 1% fee when the home is sold. But there's not really a lot. There's not really a lot of those. Typically, it's a free service that realtors do. One bone of contention kind of in the industry sometimes that people get a little upset about, so to speak, is who chooses the escrow company. In a purchase transaction, the seller's agent is the one that typically chooses the escrow company. And the reason some people get bent out of shape on that is escrow companies are just like any other service, and it's something to remember. I know before we started working with a lot of escrow companies, we used to work with maybe 5 or 10, but then when we started working with other loan companies, we started having to work with more and more escrow companies. And what I used to think since they were so heavily regulated, that all of them were sharp as tacks, because all the escrow officers we always work with, I mean, they are so organized. They know what's going on every second. You can call them in the middle of what seems like a crisis, and you don't even know they're stressed out, and they can answer any question you have. And what I learned is escrow companies are like any other, people are human, obviously. And some escrow companies are bad. So why is the bone of contention is sometimes the buyer's agent has an escrow company that they know is, they're just sharp as a gun. I mean, they are just, that's a term you don't hear often, sharp as a gun, Doug. They are just the best thing since sliced bread. And so sometimes they'll try to negotiate who gets to choose the escrow company, because a bad escrow company can mess up the whole deal just as easily as a bad loan officer can, or what have you. So it's important to have a good escrow company. Another thing people wonder is, what does escrow cost? What are the fees for escrow? Typically, on a purchase, the average in California is a $200 base fee, and then they charge you $2 per every $1,000 of the purchase price. So let's say, for instance, it's a $500,000 home that you're buying. They'll charge you a $200 base plus 50 times or 500 times the $2. So they're going to charge you $1,000 plus $200. It'll be a $1,200 escrow fee. And they charge that to both the buyer of the home and the seller of the home. Now, go ahead.
And that's the payment for their services.
Exactly. Though. And that's the typical fee you see. Every so often, now escrow companies, some of the bad ones, do charge garbage fees as well. And it depends on what their normal fees are. Sometimes you'll see a grant deed preparation fee of $25, which isn't too outlandish. But every so often, you'll have something that just is a bone of contention with loan officers and mortgage companies, because they came up with the fact that you can now email loan documents to people. We can email, when you're getting ready to sign your loan, we can email your loan documents to the escrow company. Saves a courier fee and everything. What you'll see nowadays is you'll see an email doc fee on a closing statement, and they'll be as high as $150. They're charging you to print out the email they got and use their paper, $150. Now, I'm okay with this.
That's some pretty expensive toning.
Exactly.
There,
I'm okay with this, Doug, if they were to charge $25 maybe, because you are saving the money on the courier. And that was the whole reason everybody got into it, because it's like, oh, good, we get to save FedEx fees and all that kind of stuff. But now these escrow companies are charging these insane fees to print out your loan docs, which takes, it's usually about 80 paid pieces of paper. So at a penny a sheet, that's 80 cents. And the labor involved in that is, it's backbreaking work to print out an email, as you know, Doug. So I do have a little bias on that, but every so often you'll see some garbage fees with escrow too. So definitely be careful. Don't just assume that everybody's honest, because some people will throw an extra fee in there just to grab it. There's also something called a loan tie-in fee that I've seen some escrow companies charge. I don't know what it is. I've been in the business 18 years. I have no idea what a loan tie-in fee is. They're tying the loan to the purchase that you're doing. I mean, maybe. But you'll see those range in about $150. It's something you want to watch out for. And you can...
well, that's obviously for the weekly donuts in the
possibly,
break room.
Possibly, yes. Then. But you can, like anything else, like with a loan officer, if you see fees that are too excessive, which is pretty common, you can negotiate it out. Just say, hey, I'm not doing this if you're going to charge me $150 to print out my loan docs. I mean, I'll go pick them up. They'll toss me $5 to drive over there or something. Of course, with gas, what it is, maybe it won't. But so those are the fees you want to watch out for. Basically, loan tie-in, a loan doc fee, stuff like that. And that's basically it on escrow. And then what happens when you actually sign your loan documents, as your loan's going on, they'll send you paperwork throughout the transaction. You want to make sure you get it back to the escrow company quickly, because that'll slow down your loan if you're not getting it back to them. Basically, what they're going to ask you for is they're going to want to know the name of the insurance agent that you're going to use so they can order the homeowner's insurance on your house, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to want to know 10 years of history on you. And it's a form called a statement of information, and they call it SI for short. And you want to get that back to them quickly, because what it is, basically it asks you where you've lived for 10 years and what your marital history is for 10 years. Reason for this form is when they order the preliminary title report, which shows what liens are on this house you're buying, if there's something on there that looks like your name, but it looks you've never had that name or you've never lived in this place, they can get it off the title report so it won't end up there against your house later. And we'll explain that a little bit in a minute here when we get to the title insurance. But after you sign make sure you get everything back to escrow in a timely manner. If you have any questions at all, feel free to call escrow. They're always really willing to help. And once you get your loan documents ordered, generally escrow organizes the signing of your loan documents. You'll either sign at their house, or sometimes they'll send a mobile notary out to your house or to your office to sign up your loan documents. But that's that step in it. And then after you sign your loan documents, they get them back to the lender. And then once the lender funds your loan, escrow then makes sure all the money goes to the right places. So they'll make sure that the old loans get paid off, and they'll make sure the commissions get paid properly, and they'll make sure that you get your money where it's supposed to be. Like, if, for instance, on a refinance, if you were taking money out to pay off some credit card debt or something, they'll make sure those credit card checks get paid and it gets paid off properly. So that's escrow does. Essentially, they orchestrate the whole transaction, Doug. They just make sure everything gets done in the proper manner.
Great. So now the kind of the second part of this, and these are two smaller parts of the overall home buying process, and that's, you mentioned a little bit earlier, the title insurance. And when I heard that term, I think, well, title insurance, what? I'm not the lord of anything. Why do I need title insurance? But there is some very protective things that it does for you.
Exactly. And title insurance, you know, it's something we can touch on briefly. It's very important, and it's required by the lender, and it's also a good thing. You must get it. It's important. It'll protect you in the long run. But it's a simple process. And basically what title insurance does is they research the ownership of the property. They research the house you're buying to see what liens are against it. And by liens, that could be a loan against it. Let's say you're buying a new home. That could be the loans that the sellers have against their property. It'll also see if there's any tax liens against the property, or maybe a mechanics lien. A mechanics lien is when a contractor does work for someone and they don't pay them. Let's say an air conditioning contractor didn't get paid. He could put a lien against the house. So if you're the person you're buying the house from did some work and didn't pay for it, a contractor can put a mechanics lien against it, and they have to be paid before anything else can, before this property can change hands.
So that's interesting. Maybe, these obligations can follow the property, if not the person it's themselves then.
Exactly, especially on a mechanics lien. Mechanics lien can do that. Tax liens will follow the people. However, the IRS or the Franchise Tax Board in California will put them against the property. But once the property is sold, the title insurance makes sure it doesn't follow you. Also, maybe a collection account that the previous owner had. But what the title insurance does is it protects you against these things staying on your home. So let's say the previous owner did have a tax lien from the IRS, for instance, and you buy the house from them. Escrow will make sure that tax lien gets paid off. And since you got title insurance, if that tax lien were to come back on the property, the title insurance company is guaranteeing that they made sure that that wouldn't come back. So if it does come back, the title insurance will pay off that tax lien for you and get it taken care of, or they'll get it removed, put it that way. They might necessarily pay it off because it's not your problem, but they'll get it removed so it doesn't create a problem for you.
So that's where the phrase insurance really does apply then. It's more like a typical insurance product we might buy for homeowners or fire protection or something like that then.
Exactly. And I've never seen title insurance used until about 6 months ago, when some guy called me that had a collection account against a borrower. And he said, hey, this guy keeps getting his collection account removed and any refinanced, I need the name of the title insurance company you use because he still owes us $800. So I called the title insurance company and they said, oh yeah, we'll take care of it because we missed it. And sure enough, I saw it. I'd never seen it because usually title insurance does so much research. The title company does so much research on a property, they get the stuff taken care of. But apparently this guy knew how to avoid it. And I don't know how he did it, but he got it through without title insurance catching it, the title company catching it. So they did pay off the claim. So it's good to know they do their job. And title insurance usually runs really smooth. There's usually not too many problems with it. And if there are, the escrow company usually handles those problems from the thing we talked about earlier, the statement of information. They can make sure that it doesn't belong to you. And that when you do buy a new house, that no problems from the previous owners will follow you down the road. And that's it in a nutshell for title insurance, Doug.
Well, again, these two parts of the whole overall process are very important to everyone. And I know when I went through the process the first time, and in some cases even the second time, it is a confusing process. So it's great to have someone to kind of walk us through it and let us know what each little bit is all about.
Thank you for joining us on Mortgages Made Simple. And please join us next week when we talk about the current state of the mortgage industry and answer some of our listeners' questions.
For more information, visit the website at pacificresidential.com. There you can find past shows, interesting blog posts, and more. Do you have a question for Rick? Email mortgagepodcast@gmail.com or call our listener line at 714-519-7833. If you listen to Mortgages Made Simple directly from the website, please consider subscribing. It's free and you'll receive each new episode automatically. You'll find a link on the website, pacificresidential.com. Are you looking for a great home loan? Call Pacific Residential at 888-868-2198. Tell your loan officer you're a podcast listener and receive a free credit report. If you later get your loan through Pacific Residential, when your loan closes, we'll refund the appraisal fee for podcast listeners. This show is a production of WelchWrite.com, WelchWrite.com.